Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball into left field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. There goes Patek. The throw from Roof to Torres, and back to Ault, who tags Patek out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Velez moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to third. Fairley moves to second. One out. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Torres scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bowling. Cowens reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's Royals, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres misplays the ball. That's an error on Torres. Mayberry moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Zdeb moves to second. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 0 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires to first and picks off Cowens. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 2 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of bowling. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Zdeb moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of bowling. Patek reaches second base with a double. Zdeb goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Little now pitching. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Doug Ault. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sam Ewing now playing first base. Alan Ashby now catching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett bunts towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes White trying to get to home. Bowling throws the ball into Ashby who tags White, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Steve Bowling. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres takes first base on ball 4. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.